patients and families are Stoughton Hospital's number one priority. To provide trusted health information to our patients and community, we present Stoughton Hospital Health Talk with Melanie Cole.
Have you been told that it's time for you to have a colonoscopy? You may be worried from all of the things that you've heard from other people. Well, it's not nearly as scary as you might think. And here to tell us that is Dr. Gary Griglione. He's a gastroenterologist with Meritor, and he sees patients at the clinic at Stoughton Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Griglione. So tell us a little bit about a colonoscopy. Someone gets recommended to have one. Who are the people who should be having them?
A colonoscopy is an examination done with a scope with a light on the end of it that's done primarily for colon cancer prevention. We're trying to get to reach people at the age of 50, which is when the risk for developing precancerous growths in the colon called polyps starts to accelerate. So our target population is the 50-year-olds and above.
So everybody should have their first one at 50, kind of have that baseline, and then how often should you have them after your first one?
If you have your screening exam, colonoscopy at age 50, and you have no polyps found and you have no family history, which is a risk factor for colon cancer if you have a family history of colon cancer or polyps. But if your exam's normal and your family history is clean, you can go every 10 years. On the other hand, if you're found to have a polyp or you have a family history of colon cancer or colon polyps, the exams typically are every 5 years thereafter.
I think this is an amazing examination in that it is a preventative force for colon cancer, and it's just fascinating to me that you're able to do this. Tell people how easy this procedure is, Dr. Griglione, and include the prep in there, because that seems to be what everybody is afraid of.
The biggest barrier to having a colonoscopy, patients deferring having their colonoscopy, is the prep. They've heard horror stories about how much they have to drink as far as a laxative goes. These days, we're using a much smaller volume prep than in the past. It used to be a gallon of liquid to drink. Now, typically, it's a half a gallon, and it's not horribly tasting and tolerated much better. The prep includes a day of clear liquids before the exam, the day before the exam, along with drinking this half gallon of 64 ounces of a laxative. And after that's over with, the exam itself is a breeze. The patient's given a sedative and some medication to make them comfortable during the exam, and typically takes 10 minutes, 15 minutes, depending on what's found during the exam. Recovery is short, probably half an hour afterwards, and they go home.
So you're really trying to get a clean colon. That's the whole point of the prep, right? We spend a little time on the toilet, but mainly the whole point is that you need a clean picture to show us.
Exactly. What we're trying to look for, these polyps, as I mentioned before, can be very small, 3, 4, 5 millimeters even, which is very tiny. And if there's residual fecal material in the colon, it can hide these little polyps, which is what we're trying to find and remove in the first place.
Now, what do we expect from afterward? Is there any uncomfortable cramping or anything from this procedure?
Some people may have a little bit of gas because we do put some air in during the examination, and they may have a little bit of bloatiness, but it generally passes rapidly. And once people are up and about and able to eat their first meal, everything starts to work, and typically people are fine.
And then you give us those lovely color photographs. Tell us about those. It's one of the few procedures that people have where you actually get photos afterward.
It's pretty fascinating seeing the inside workings and anatomy of the human body, which is what this exam does. The photographs are typically just taken of polyps or any growths that might be found, so we can look them over with the patient and discuss what the findings are. And if something else is needed as far as surgery, so the surgeon can see what it looks like, The photographs are a highlight. Patients love seeing photographs of their colon, oddly enough.
It is. It's kind of really neat. Now, tell us about polyps. If you find polyps, what are these? And explain to the listener, they're not necessarily, they do not mean you have cancer.
Right. There's two types of polyps. Some that turn into cancer if left growing over time, and then some polyps that are not precancerous, that don't turn into cancer. They're, in essence, like a skin tag on your skin or a mole on your skin that's benign that never turns cancerous. Obviously, we're going after the precancerous polyps and trying to remove all of those. The time sequence for a small precancerous polyp to actually turn into cancer may take maybe many years, 10, 15 years or longer. So we're trying to catch polyps when they're very small and prevent their transformation into the cancers.
Is there any way to prevent polyps?
Not so much. Not as far as we know. There are lots of discussions and debates about dietary manipulation, an aspirin a day, additional calcium and vitamin D, some other micronutrients. But by and large, there's not hard science or evidence to suggest one thing or another is preventative. And most people have always thought a high-fiber diet and staying regular will have some impact or bearing on the incidence of colon cancer. That really has not been borne out.
I'm so glad that you said that, because that's an important point. People are asking all the time about a high-fiber diet. It may not prevent polyps, but does that help to keep your colon clean?
It does help to keep you regular and comfortable and empty. But as far as preventing colon polyps or colon cancer, there's not been any evidence that it does that.
So in just the last few minutes, Dr. Griglione, give us your best advice for people that are told that they need to have their first colonoscopy, they're age 50, they need to have that first screening. Give us a wrap-up of the importance of a colonoscopy and how truly easy this procedure is.
You know, it's a preventable cancer. There aren't very many preventable cancers. In fact, there's probably two. One other one is cervical cancer in women by having pap smears regularly. If we had a test, an exam to prevent breast cancer or lung cancer, two horrible cancers in our world, you would probably find one lined up for the breast cancer screening exam from New York City to Los Angeles. Colonoscopies, a little bit different story. There's obviously a stigma associated with having an exam, and it's sort of a personal area of the body, but it's such an easy exam. The preparation's so much easier now than it used to be with the sedation and the comfort level during the exam itself. People are amazed when they're fully alert and awake that they even underwent the exam. So can't give a strong enough recommendation to get your screening done when you're 50 and stay on top of it after that.
Well, I can certainly attest to that. You absolutely wake up. You didn't even know you had it. You wake up mere seconds later, it seems. Why should people come to Stoughton Hospital for their colonoscopies?
Well, Stoughton Hospital does a wonderful job. It's a state-of-the-art facility, naturally, with all of the latest equipment, and all of the staff are expert in what they do. And it's a very comfortable atmosphere to have an exam. They're very kind and considerate to your personal issues and your privacy. And it's a phenomenal facility to have the exam done at.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Stoughton Hospital Health Talk. And for more information, you can go to stoughtonhospital.com. That's stoughtonhospital.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.